Hello, lovely listeners. It's Emily from Dragonfly Tales. While you're waiting for the next new story, we've decided to look back into the archives at some stories that got a bit lost for a while. Every other week, we'll be giving these episodes a spotlight and calling them the Lost Stories. So here we go. I wonder which story is coming. Enjoy!
So, Emily, what is your story today?
My story is a beginning tale from the Native Americans. So how do you think we should start today's story, Leo?
Well, if it is a beginning tale, I think we should start... In the beginning, the world was warm and green.
Wonderful. In the beginning, the world was warm and green. The animals played all together, frolicking in the meadows, the forests, in the valleys. And way up high above the world was the Creator, who creates by thinking what will be.
You mean what they think of comes into existence?
Yeah.
Oh, said the Creator, I just thought of something. It's very big, reaches nearly up to me.
A tree?
No, it's made of rock and stone.
A mountain?
A mountain.
The Creator smiled, and there were mountains.
Oh, I just thought of a little thing that grows up from the ground.
A flower?
No, this thing grows in the dark, in manure. Sometimes brown, sometimes white. I think you can eat them.
A mushroom?
Oh, yes.
The Creator smiled, and there were mushrooms.
Oh, I just thought of something else. It's very, very cold and white, and it falls down and down onto the earth like rain.
Snow!
Snow!
The Creator smiled, and there was snow. And snow. And more snow.
Oh no.
Snow kept falling. It fell and it fell over meadow and forest and valley. The rivers and lakes froze. The trees became bare and the animals shivered. Little ones, like mice and rabbits, were sinking in the deep snow, getting buried.
Oh, help!
Oh, help!
Oh, help!
And big ones, like wolf and bison, couldn't move for the cold.
Oh, help!
The world was frozen by the snow spirit. Wise old owl shivered in his tree.
One of us must go to the Creator. The Creator must unthink snow and make the world warm again.
The other animals agreed that this was a good plan.
Yes, said Turtle. Unthink the snow. Make it warm. But who should go? It's far away. And I'm too slow. How about you, wise old owl? Oh, no. My eyes are good in the dark, but bad in the day. Not me, I say.
I'll go, smiled Coyote. I'm fast and fit. It'll be fun. Show me the way.
The other animals shook their heads.
No way, Coyote!
Coyote's a trickster. I wouldn't trust him with the task.
No, neither would I. The animals hung their heads and shivered. Then the Rainbow Crow spread her wings. She was the most beautiful of all the birds, with shimmering feathers of every colour and the sweetest song you've ever heard.
I am the Rainbow Crow. Please hear my song. Our world is ice and snow. Please let me go. Let me go.
Ah, oh, what a lovely voice.
Thank you. The other animals agreed that Rainbow Crow should be the one to go. Now, do you know how long it takes to get to the Creator?
Not a clue.
3 whole days of flying up and up.
Wow.
The Rainbow Crow flew up and up, past the tallest trees, up and up above the lonely mountain peaks, up and up through the swirling clouds. She was blown by winds and thrown by storms, but on and on she flew, past the blazing sun, past the glowing moon, and on through the stars and the galaxies, to where the velvet black of the universe shimmers with every colour in the rainbow, until she came exhausted before the Creator, who was very busy thinking of what will be.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Is it big or small?
Oh, it's very, very big.
Is it an animal?
Oh, yes.
Land or sea?
I think I'll put it in the sea.
A very big animal that goes in the sea. A whale?
Oh, a whale, yes. I think I'll put its nose on top of its head.
Its blowhole.
The Creator was so busy thinking that the Rainbow Crow had to call out, "Oh, great Creator, please help us." But the Creator had thought of something else.
Oh, yes, I have. It happens with a sound. You can hear it in a cave or a forest or a canyon.
Echoes.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
So the Rainbow Crow tried singing her beautiful song to get the Creator's attention.
I am the Rainbow Crow. Please hear my song. Our world is icy cold. Unthink the snow. Unthink the snow.
The Creator stopped thinking and listened to the bird's beautiful song.
I remember you. I remember thinking how wonderful to have a bird with rainbow colours and a sweet, sweet voice. Oh, you are lovely. But I can't do it.
What? Why not?
I can't unthink the snow. I can't unthink something. It exists now. It has its own spirit. I cannot destroy that.
The Rainbow Crow bowed her head in sadness.
What's she going to do now? All the animals will freeze.
Well, said the Creator, perhaps I can think of something else to help you. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm thinking of it right now. It's orange like the sun in the day and red like the sun when it sets. It's got hundreds of little tongues and even in the cold, it's hot, hot, hot.
Fire!
Fire!
The Creator produced a large stick, then reached out across space and time and stuck the stick right in the centre of the blazing sun. Are you ready, Leo? The end of the stick began to burn with flames.
This is tinder, fire, said the Creator,
giving the burning stick to the Rainbow Crow, who grasped the cool end with her claws.
Now hurry! Fly back to Earth before the stick burns away.
The Rainbow Crow nodded, spread her beautiful multicoloured wings, and set off back to Earth with the fire stick. Now, do you remember how many days, Leo, it takes to get back to Earth?
3 whole days of flying down and down.
The Rainbow Crow flew back through the stars and galaxies with the fire stick, which was billowing with thick, black smoke. She flew past the glowing moon and her tail feathers were burned.
Oh, yikes!
Past the blazing sun and her chest feathers were covered in sooty smoke.
Poor Rainbow Crow.
Down and down she flew through the swirling clouds, which whirled with the smoking stick and stung her eyes, choked her throat and made her cough. Down, down below the mountain peaks and the tallest trees until finally, exhausted, she landed on the ground. And what was worse, her feathers, her beautiful coloured feathers, were now black as night.
She's transformed.
She opened her beak to summon the other animals with her beautiful song, but all she could say was,
"Caw!
Caw!
Caw!"
For the smoke had smothered her gentle voice and made it harsh.
Oh no, poor Rainbow Crow.
But she took the fire stick and with the help of other animals melted away the snow. The little animals were rescued from the snowdrifts.
Thank you!
Oh, thank you!
Thank you!
And the big animals were warmed by the fire and shook their frozen bodies awake.
Oh, thank you so much!
Oh, thank you!
It's like she brought the spring.
Yes. And all the animals rejoiced and frolicked in the warmth once more. All except the Rainbow Crow, who sat alone and wept silent tears. She had saved her friends, but lost her beautiful colours and her sweet voice forever.
Oh, this is too sad.
But just then she looked up, and there in the sky, she saw something. Colours. A ribbon of beautiful colours across the sky. All the colours of the
rainbow.
And the creator was there, standing in front of her.
I bet he just thought of that.
The creator said, "Why do you cry, Rainbow Crow?" But all she could do was,
"Caw!
Caw!" "Oh, don't be sad. I've blessed you, my special bird. All the animals will honour you for saving them. And now people will not hunt you, for I've made your flesh taste of smoke. Your black feathers and harsh voice are not as colourful or as sweet as before. So no one will ever put you in a cage. You will always be free, Crow."
To be honest, I think crows are beautiful.
Me too. "And when the sun and the rain meet in the sky, the path that you flew will shine bright as a rainbow." Then the creator touched the crow's smoky feathers. And as she looked closely at them, she saw that each black feather shimmered, just as the velvet black of the universe shimmers with every colour in the rainbow. And that is why, to this day, every crow's feather shimmers in this special way, as a reminder of the courage and sacrifice of the Rainbow Crow.
The end.
So did you like that story, Leo?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
What was your favourite bit?
I like the concept of there being a great creator and whatever they think, it just comes to life.
Like jellyfish?
And rubber chickens? And chips?
And shoes that can walk on water?
And jelly that appears out of nowhere.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So that's it for this episode.
You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leo.
We hope you enjoy our podcast and we'll be back with another story soon.
But until then, when you're feeling down, no place to go,
remember, it takes sun and rain to make a rainbow.
Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Andy and Leo at Dragonfly Tales UK. Come and join our Patreon club for shoutouts, extra stories and ad-free content. Search Dragonfly Tales to follow us on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.